Well, it's 5:03 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, 9 days left for the blessed month of Ramadan. And yes, today is the 21st of Sha'ban, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved teacher, senior, respected, honorable, Mufti Sahab, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malala Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Sha'ban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 25, Surah Al-Furqan, the criterion, and verse number 67. We are discussing the true qualities of the devout Muslim men and women. Walladhina. This is chapter 25, verse 67. Walladhina, they are those people, idha anfaqu, when they spend. So when they are spending in the path of Allah, when they are spending on their personal selves, on their family, so across the board and spectrum. So when they spend, lam yusrifu, they are not extravagant. Today when we have our weddings, we have our walima, when we have some functions, most of the time we dress to impress and we want to just show off that see what gadget we can introduce, what we can do and so forth and so on. So that is not acceptable. Man samma asamma Allahu bihi, when you want to show off with your wealth and so forth, then Almighty Allah will disgrace you in front of those very people. Lam yusrifu, they are not extravagant. Walam yaqturu, they are not miserly and stingy, that they don't want to even invite 5, 10, 20 people. So remember that in Islam, khairul umuri awsatuha, that everything, remember, the middle path is the best. And that also is hadith, open Kanzul Ummal and Mustad Ahmad and so forth. Walam yaqturu, and they are not miserly and stingy. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ قَوَامًا, and they are the ones that they are just with the in-between, between extravagance and between stinginess and miserliness. There was a Amirul Mu'mineen, leader of the Muslim Ummah, in the year 99 to 101. His name Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah. He's buried there in Hims in Syria, not far from Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid, radiyallahu anhu warda. When they asked him, what mahar should we pay? What mahar will you pay? Mahar is the marital gift you give your wife-to-be. So now, during the nikah, whilst we solemnizing the marriage ceremony, so he said that he will practice on this Quranic verse, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا يَأَنْفَقُوا, that they are those people that when they spend, لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا, he will not be extravagant and nor will be stingy. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا, but he will use the middle path, and that is the just one. So in life, when we look at Quran, study the noble Quran and the Sunnah and Nabawiya, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what we will find. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. This ummah has been made a ummah of moderation. Moderation does not mean what today politicians use as moderation. When they say this is a moderate Muslim leader, you must know straight away he's a sellout or he's a murtad and apostate and a person traitor to Islam, guilty of high treason. So we must know our terminology and their terminology, which is, you must remember, a toxic terminology they use. Let us take you across the world and give you the news, views and interviews. Number one, that fairy, that is, you must remember, Freddy, that is Cyclone Freddy. And remember, the storm Freddy has caused havoc there in Malawi. More than 100 people passed away and died. And the rain is going on. The wind is gusting. Similarly, there in Mozambique, it's expected that the rain and the wind will continue right till Wednesday. Allah Jalla wa'ala have mercy on these countries, Malawi, Mozambique. Allah protect them. You see, Biden, nobody believes him. Biden told the people, the Americans, don't worry, your money is safe and so forth. But the share market is collapsing in America, in Europe. And remember that two banks already went bankrupt, basically. And that is the Signature Bank. And you must remember the Silicon Valley Bank. And more are in line to collapse. Is this the collapse of America? Inshallah. Remember that Trump already said so. Trump is warning the Americans. This will be similar to the Great Depression of 1929, and obviously it's time for him to score points, and he says that this is all Biden and the Democratic Party, the incompetent and good for nothing, and therefore you must remember that this is happening. Every American should be asking this question: how come America is giving Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, more than $3 billion per annum per year? So you can't live there properly. You know the cost of living, cost of inflation, and all this is happening. Now look at the three haramis getting together. Who are the three haramis? America must be in the mix. Then Sunak and Britain must be in the mix, and Australia. So they are now going to sell three big nuclear submarines to Australia that America will sell to them. Why? To contain China in the Pacific Ocean. But Chinese are too sharp for them. You must remember that. So Sunak says China is a danger to the world. Nay, you are a danger to the world, Sunak. Your people can't even buy 3-4 tomatoes per day, and you are building that super pool for you and a fire pool and that. So you should be ashamed of yourself. Remember, you, the British, you gave away Palestine, a land that belongs to a second party, and you gave it to a third party without consulting them. So remember that crime. We as Muslims will never ever forget, and we will make sure the day will come that reparations will have to be paid. See how the landscape, the world is changing so rapidly. APEC, you know APEC, America, Israel. APEC released a statement, go read the Haaretz. APEC is no longer a pro-Israeli organization. Can you believe how Israel, the haramis, and how Israel, their agents and supporters, are jumping the sinking ship? You must remember that. Nobody wants to touch them, you must remember, for Bibi, the war criminal. For Smotrich, remember that he went there to Washington, and he got a very, very bad reception. They were protests, and he said that he apologizes for making the remark that Hawara, Huara must be erased and wiped off the map. We don't accept your apology. We say you come to South Africa and we will hang you on the toll roads, inshallah. So remember that. So these are the people. Allah is humiliating them. Now what he does, Smotrich? He goes to Paris without being invited there. Can you imagine that you call people like this? You must remember, unwanted guests and haramis. That's what you call them. Sunak in big problems. Thousands of doctors striking in the UK for 3 days. Whatever he's trying to do, everything boomerangs on him. A black weekend for Israel when the Silicon Valley Bank and that, remember, crashed, and remember the tech companies in Israel suffering losses, remember. So why Jews should not oppose? This is in the Haaretz newspaper. Listen to this, what Haaretz is writing. One of their journalists writes, why Jews should oppose the Israeli government demolishing the Palestinian homes. Now they're waking up after 75 years when, inshallah, they themselves will be losing everything. Zelensky, he's in big trouble. Anything goes wrong, he just blames the Russians. So now Zelensky, the leader of Ukraine, expelling the monks. He say these monks are pro-Russian. Can you believe that? So Zelensky, Pope, you better speak to him because you're in big trouble. Oh, Pope is bending more and more towards the gays. He is also another crazy character. So he said this Bible must be banned now. They need new Bible. Why is Canada arming and giving so much arms to Saudi Arabia? Very, very good question that is. So you must remember this. Saudi Arabia can't produce any arms, so they just keep on buying. Whether they can use it, they can't use it. You see what the Houthis, that the Houthis are giving them good hiding also, and they're backed by Iran. Iran has pardoned 22,000 of the protesters and said, okay, we pardon you this time. Imran Khan could be arrested according to the Pakistani authorities, but Imran came with a counter move and said, this Sunday before Ramadan, we will remind the government who are the true leaders, and he wants to mobilize and organize his supporters in their hundreds of thousands and thousands to come to Lahore. So let's see what happens there. So Imran Khan has invited and made the call that I want you to come to Lahore and we will address you, give you a pre-Ramadan present. So Allah alone knows what will happen to Pakistan. At the moment, you got Choroki Hukumat, you got the government of thugs and crooks. That is the truth of the matter. Inshallah, Aziz, today, 8:30 to 9 will be our brother Abu Bakr Rawat. 11 to 12 will be, inshallah, the bliss of marriage. And 1:05 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Alaq, chapter 96, and verses 4, 5, 6, 7, inshallah. So that will continue with, may all might Allah accept us for his deen.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that why is there so much of fitna and greed in this world, Ustad?
Remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has made this world a world of a test and a trial. So there was one Sheikh, our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, and he taught us one thing right there in front of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. We were 4 or 5 students sitting by Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah. He said, I'm posing a riddle and asking you a riddle. Uhibbul fitna, I love fitna. So fitna is trial and all those things. So remember that, what does it mean? وَأَكْرَهُ الْحَقِّ, and I dislike the truth. Everyone, you must remember, is upside down if you take the superficial meaning. وَأَفِرُّ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, I run away from the mercy of Allah. And وَأُسْوَلِّي بِغَيْرِ هُذُو, I read Salat without Hudu. He said, okay, you can't answer it. We'll give you the answer tomorrow. We said, Sheikh, You know we don't have guarantee of tomorrow. Please, please give us the answer. So he smiled and gave us the answer. أُحِبُّ الْفِتْنَى إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَى. Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren, they are a test and a trial for you. So see what we will do for our children, our grandchildren, how much we will break the laws and trample on the Sharia, the divine code, to increase our profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. And that is the fitna there. وَأَكْرَهُ الْحَقِّ. I dislike the truth. Al-mautu haqqun. The death is the truth. But you go ask the person in the ICU. You ask the person who's going in the theater, you want to die? He says, I want to die. What I'm doing here? Everybody wants to live. Our love for this dunya and the glitter and glamour of this world. وَأَفِرُّ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُ وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. People become disillusioned, no more rain will come. Then Allah scatters and sends His mercy. Allah called His rain, His mercy. So when the mercy comes, the rain comes, we dash for cover and we run away. وَأُصَلِّي بِغَيْرِ هُدُو. I read Salat without huzu. Salat does not mean namaz. Salat and prayer. Salat means salat and salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I read Durood Sharif and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Better and desirable with wudu, but if you read without ablution, also permissible. So that is what we find in this world. It is a place of examination. Who will be min al-fa'izin? Who will be successful? Who will be min al-khasirin? The loser, the failure. That only Almighty Allah knows. We beg, we petition, and ask Almighty Allah. He alone makes us min al-fa'izin wal-fa'izat. Those men and women who are truly successful in this world and in the year after.
Somebody says, what is the significance to start of reading the sunnah and nafil salah from one spot to another after the Fard Salah, Ustaz?
Remember, the significance is this. If you read the noble Quran, you will find when Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala let the Pharaoh, the ten-pot dictator, and his followers drown in the Red Sea, and then Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ. You must remember that the skies and the land and the sand, nothing was crying for them, because they are dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, as mentioned in Surah 40, verse number 46. So let us tell you where the ayat is, and you will understand. Chapter number 44 and verse number 29. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us Surah 44, chapter 44, verse 29. When the Pharaoh and his cronies were dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, so فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ, nor did the skies, nor did the land and sand cry for them, وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ, nor were they given any respite. So when the salih, the pious person, passes away, the land, the sand, the skies also cry, because he used to read Salat different places. So all those places tomorrow on the day of justice will bear testimony for him. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. So بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. This land and sand will give the breaking news on the day of justice. What happened? What happened? What good, bad, happy, sad? Surah 99, short chapter, go read it. You will find all the details there.
So why can't the 250 million and 20 million Sikhs unite and fight Modi? Is there no Muslim leadership in India, Ustad?
My brother, you're confusing issues. Hindus are separate and they are the ruling party. BJP, and they are, you must remember, the political wing of the RSS. And remember Modi and his thugs and his followers there in India, they want Hindutva. Hindutva means that only Hindus must be here. You want to remain as a Muslim here, as a Sikh here, as a Christian there. So these are all different religions, the Sikhs and the Hindus and all of them, and one said it's Islam. So if you are a non-Hindu, you will be treated as second, third, fourth class, and the Muslims will be treated the worst. So that is what they want, you must remember that. So how much can they unite when they themselves are so fragmented, disunited? What do you think? The Shias, I have an article on this yesterday or day before yesterday's paper in India, that how the Shias are siding with Modi. The Shias will always step the true Muslims in the back, you must remember that. Therefore, Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin Jajas, he had to first deal with the Shias and then deal with the Crusaders. If you know anything about the liberation of Palestine, because these Kuffar Shias, these non-Muslim Shias, Saudi Arabia thinks that they're making peace, you must remember, with Iran. Iran will eat them up, remember that, if they're not awake, remember. So always, that is their aim, you must remember that. So they are joining BJP, and they tell the Muslims straight, you want to stay here, you make Ram Ram. You don't want to do that, then you go Kabristan or you go Pakistan. You pack up and go to the graveyard or you go to Pakistan. So that is their policy, a racist ideology. And remember, Modi is the butcher of Gujarat, a war criminal if you ask me personally. So remember these type of things, 10,000 women raped and what going on. That is official figures. What about the unofficial figures? So remember, but their turn is coming slowly, slowly. So Allah Ta'ala ki lati be awaze. Who could dream what is happening now in Israel, the rogue regime? So all of them will fall. India will be taken over by Muslims. 700 years we ruled there. 1,000 years we ruled in Palestine from day one. And remember that everything will come back to the Muslims. But who is going to be the devoted, dedicated Muslim? So that's why Allah puts us through these tests and trials.
I've got Sister Telly. She says, morning AK, tell me about the final days. I have been reading Islam books, which states the last few years before the world ends. I already see all the signs. Who and where will the one-eyed man appear from? Telly, Ustad.
Very good, Telly. Only thing, you must be very, very careful and circumspect, my sister Telly. Don't go read any book written about a Muslim name. Today you got Shias, you got Qadianis, you got Aga Khanis. You got different people who are not Muslim, but they have a Muslim name. And you must not get, you must remember, influenced by them. So always you must read the authentic material. You read, for example, the translation of the Noble Quran. I told you, Quran made easy. Go and read chapter 22. And that is Surah Hajj, the chapter on pilgrimage. And go read the beginning. So the verses, chapter 2, verse 2. And Almighty Allah speaks, وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. On that day of justice, the day of judgment, when you look at the people, you will think they drunk and intoxicated. But they are not intoxicated. But the punishment, chastisement of Almighty Allah is very, very severe. Go read, my sister Tilly, verse number 99, Surah Zilzal. Then the earthquake, the biggest convulsions will take place. What happened in Turkey, Syria, multiplied a million times. So the whole entire universe will be flattened and perished. Surah 28, chapter 28, verse 88, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. What will still happen? The sun will rise, you must remember, from from the west. There will be Dajjal, the Antichrist. From where will he come? The hadith, the saying, teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will come from Isfahan. I visited Isfahan, my sister Tilly. It's in Iran. And he will come from there. And you know who his followers will be? The Jutlas, 70,000 of them, the Jews. So I just told you yesterday that for us, the Jews and the Shias are all one group. Remember, the founder and founding father of Shiaism was a Jew. So the Shias, Jews will be his followers. And Jesus, peace be upon him, after his second coming in Damascus, then remember between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. We've been to all these places, my sister Tilly, so we can give you the exact location. So in a place called Babil Lud, we in Arabic say Lud, you will say Lod, L-O-D. So there, Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, will dispatch Dajjal, the big, big deceiver, the one-eyed, you know, enemy of humanity, straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. So that is still going to happen. Gog and Magog, Ya'juj, Ma'juj still have to come out. So there are still the major, major signs still to happen, my sister. So remember what we are seeing now are major signs. But greater than that, the major, major signs that still have to appear. And when there's not a single Muslim on the face of the earth, then taqumu sa'a ala shirari khalqillah, then the day of justice will be ushered in on the worst, worst creation of all, Almighty Allah.
Ustad, somebody says, is France a powerful country, Ustad?
France is a harami. You must remember that. France, you must remember, they colonized Tunisia for 75 years. They colonized Algeria for more than 130 years. They liberated the countries in Africa, 14 countries. They told them, we're giving you independence, but you must keep on paying tax. And the tax must be paid there in our banks in France. So therefore, Burkina Faso, they did good thing. They kicked out all the French. A good kick up their buttocks. And Mali did the same thing. Well done to you, you African countries. Now you're waking up. All these colonizers, you must kick them out and expel them and make them pay for all the looting, plundering they did and stealing of our resources and so forth. So France became a country that is based on the stealing and looting of others, just like Britain and Sunak and his forefathers who were ruling there. You must remember that if you go to the museums there in London, we went to them and so forth. So you must remember that person, that Shashi Tharoor made a wonderful statement. I love to quote him on this. Mm-hmm. Shashi Tharoor of the Congress Party says, these museums there in London and everywhere, ye to chor bazaar hai. These are all the markets where they stole everything from the West Indies, from Iran, from South Africa, and from India and all that during the British Empire. So these countries are not powerful. They murdered and they stole and plundered. Go read the American history, what they did to the Red Indians and the Negroes. Go see, I'm using the words they used to use. Go read the history of Australia and see what they did to the Aborigines. Go read the history of New Zealand and see what they did to the Maoris. Go study the history of Canada. So these whiteys must speak last. You must remember that they destroyed the original people and to establish the white hegemony. And that is what Sunak means when he says China is a threat to the world, because China, Russia are standing up and they are so powerful, they can give all these countries a good threshing and hiding. If Taliban can beat 48 countries with America leading the pack, so what will Russia and China do? So remember that. So that is why they are so worried. And put Taliban with Russia, put Taliban with China, and you must remember, see what the formidable force they will be. They're already cutting deals together. Afghanistan, Taliban are making deals with China and Russia. So the whole landscape is changing, and changing rapidly, remember that.
Somebody says here, after last night's question, AK, I went on the internet just to find out more about you. He says, I think you're racist. You don't like the Americans and the Jews and the whites. Is this justice, a.k.a. Nathan? Ustad?
My brother Nathan, we don't like the injustices committed by the Jews. You came, you must remember, as squatters, and you occupied the land. Yesterday, you yourself, you said, you ill-treated the Palestinians. So how can we like the Jews? And you are a cursed nation. The Quran says that. So you murdered the prophets and messengers. So how can we like you? The Quran teaches us. Our constitution is not your man-made constitution. Our constitution is, you must remember, there, chapter 5, verse 51. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidhul yahuda wan nasara awliya. O you who got iman, in Muslim you are, true faith conviction, never take the Jews and your Christians to be your protectors and your friends and bosom buddies. Ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. They are the friends of one another. Wa may yatawallahum minkum fa innahum minhum. Who befriends them, who takes them as protectors, like the Saudis and the Emiratis and all these Arab tenpot dictators, then fa innahum minhum, you are part and parcel of them. Chapter 5, verse 51. Yes, we don't like the foreign policy of the Americans, so there is no secret about that. When you come and murder my brothers, my sisters, my children, there in Iraq, over a million of them, your Madeleine Albright, the Jutli, the Harami, dispatched to hell, she says, yes, it's worth it to kill 500,000 children. Must I like that, Nathan? Mm-hmm. So I'm asking you, you go there, Guantanamo Bay, you put my brothers there inside, no due process, you torture them, you persecute them, and then you speak about democracy and human rights. You take my sister, Dr. Afia, you put her in a hellhole, and you want to come teach me about America. Any country you want, we will tell you about it, my brother. You know very little about history and about human rights and human justice. You are the biggest haramis, you all are the biggest racists, and you all are the biggest terrorists.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. I see Derek, he says, this guy is inhuman, AK. Ustad.
They jutlas, they think we fear them. They don't know we're coming for them and going to circumcise them. All these settlements they're building, they're going to run from there. And then the Palestinians will be staying there. And when they run, they will break the windows, they will break the taps. They will... Same thing America did when they had to run with their tails between their legs. And what they did, the American army, superpower. They smashed the helicopters. They broke this. They broke that. These Taliban didn't know what is an F-16. Now they're flying the F-16. And they fix all of them up with outside help. And see, they've got one of the greatest amount of F-16s, Taliban. Subhanallah. That is the system of Almighty Allah. Jalla wa ala. Allah gives us the booty, the spoils of war, after we give a good thrashing to the enemies, like America were given, and they are parties, they are coalition in Talib in Afghanistan, and they're getting a good thrashing now in other places also.
I see Munir Jacko, he says, is it true that Afrikaners, the Boers, they were longer in South Africa than the Zulus? Jacko, Ustad.
Yeah, Munir Jacko. Jacko was a Boer. So you see, when the Boers were in the power, Jacko always remembered this. This is the law of the world. It's not the law of Islam. Islam is dead against that. The law of the world is the victor, they write. You must remember the history. Today, your history will be changed because another party is in power. When you, the Boers, the whites, you were the nationalist party, so you wrote your own history. We used to learn about Adriaan van der Stel and Simon van der Stel and Jan van Riebeeck, you know, which doesn't help me at all in my life. So anyway, with the victor always rises. Go read. America never teaches their students in school history. They themselves are ashamed to show the people and the world what they have done in the past. So Almighty Allah teaches us, my brother, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. The hatred of a people should never make you go to injustice. I told Nathan now that the Jutlas are the most racist people. They are the squatters, and they are the one settler, one bullet will settle. But we will never say every Jew. We will never say every Hindu. But the Quran says they are our worst enemies, because the same Quran says Laysu Sawa'a. They're not equal. You will get few of them who will stand for justice, but majority are your enemy. So you, Jaco, Kekna, you must read this verse here. Chapter 5, verse number 8. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ. The hatred of a people must not make you forget and neglect justice. Allah ta'adilu. Always, even with your friend, even with your foe, i'idilu, exercise justice. هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. And that is the nearest to piety. So that is what Islam teaches. Last question.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that is a woman's eyes part of her sitter, Ustaz?
100%. You must remember, you ladies who keep your whole face open or your eyes open and all that, and you can see your forehead, we can see half your nose and so forth, all that is not permissible. Quran Sharif is very clear on this issue. Chapter 33, verse 59. Write it down, you sisters. I'm giving you two references. Surah 33, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qul li azwajik, tell your honorable wives, wa banatik, your beloved daughters, wa nisa'il mu'mineen, the believing men, their women, my mother, my daughter, my wife, my sister, my niece, yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin, above your clothing, you must have some garment above that when you go outside, and cover the entire face and everything, not all the that you cover, and then the eyes, the half the nose, half quarter the forehead is exposed. That is not niqab there. That is your shortcut business. Surah 24, Surah An-Nur. Therefore, Mother Aisha Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to say, Allimu nisa'akum Surah An-Nur. Teach your female Surah An-Nur. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ. Never expose your beauty. إِلَّا لِبُؤُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِ بُؤُولَتِهِنَّ. So you, the lady, you open your face in front of your husband, between husband and wife. There's no parda and hijab and all that. So there they can be, you're understood, fulfilling one another's conjugal relationship. And your beauty, your face, you expose it, all that, in front of your father, your brother, your father-in-law, your nephew. You. So all that is permissible, but in front of ajanib, strange men, totally haram and not permissible. People who do that, the hadith in Ibn Majah, Mishkat Sharif states, La anallahu nazir wal manzur ilay. Both parties are cursed. The people who are ogling, staring at them, and those who are exposing their beauty as well. May Almighty Allah give us true understanding of deen. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.